Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Davos 2022 was largely a virtual event where the Great Reset and the United Nations Agenda 2030 continued to reign supreme regardless of the growing worldwide pushback against their deadly premeditated vaccine ruse. Assuming that they had gained enough ground with lockdowns and vaccination cards, now they hurtled back onto the climate change agenda to usher in total control.
During the Davos agenda, we are gathering global leaders together on the imperatives of the year ahead. We are hearing from heads of states, heads of governments, business leadership, international organizations, and civil society on approaches to the most urgent global issues.
Reformers are tackling the insidious spread of disinformation, such as Canada regulating online political ads. But to tackle the trust crisis we face, reformers must scale up these innovations. But for this, they face powerful vested interests.
In the last 5 years, the world has become more interconnected than ever. But in many ways, it's becoming even more fragmented and polarized. China has made significant economic and social achievements under your leadership. We should join hands and rise to the challenge. I believe this is the best time for leaders to come together and work jointly for the world to become more inclusive, more sustainable, and more prosperous. We now welcome His Excellency Xi Jinping, President of the People's Republic of China.
We need to foster new opportunities amidst crises.
But President Xi's plans regarding the Great Reset have shifted as China reaches for a strong space-age future, infuriating chief enabler of leftist Marxist madness, George Soros.
Omicron seems to be Xi Jinping's undoing. It is much more infectious than any previous variant, although it's much less harmful to those who have been properly vaccinated. But Chinese people have only been vaccinated against the Wuhan variant, and Xi Jinping's guilty secret is bound to be revealed either during the Winter Olympics or soon thereafter. Xi tried to impose total control, but he failed. Given the strong opposition within the CCP, Xi Jinping's carefully choreographed elevation to the level of Mao Zedong and Deng Xiaoping may never occur. It is to be hoped that Xi Jinping may be replaced by someone less repressive at home and more peaceful abroad. This would remove the greatest threat that open societies face today, and they should do everything within their power to encourage China to move in the desired direction.
Meanwhile, the engineers of hell carry on, thinly veiling their dark intentions with technical terms.
But I think most people would agree that in Glasgow, there was a very significant increase of ambition on a global basis. Did it reach the level that we absolutely need? No.
Glasgow was exciting, not because we actually solved the problems, but because a breadth of private sector companies showed up with the willingness to get involved in solving those problems. You know, we've got now a framework for how to draw them in.
We've got to change this. We need a dramatic shift in how governments are behaving, how the world is behaving.
Listen to their words for yourself. This is authoritarianism at its peak. Unelected globalists rendering the public and private sector of governments worldwide as useless pawns to further their endgame. John Bound reporting.
Sold out for months, X3 is now back in stock. Ladies and gentlemen, just like our information is game-changing, our products are game-changing, and so many people are deficient in iodine. It's not in the soil anymore. Most of it in the ocean is contaminated. But when you get high-quality triiodine, all three of the healthy types together, it does amazing things for your stamina, your libido, but most importantly, your immune system. So, X3, the only triiodine on the market, highest grade, is now exclusively available again at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. If you've not experienced clean, pure iodine and what it does for your body, it takes about 2 weeks to kick in on average, you really need to experience X3. Those of you that have tried it, used it, I know you're going to be reordering it. But particularly those that haven't ever tried the product, you need it because it's amazing what it does for your body. It's the good halogen, not the bad halogen, and it funds the InfoWar, a true 360 win. So again, X3, back in stock, 50% off for a limited time.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
It's Wednesday, February 2nd. The year is 2022. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be here live for the next 4 hours. Wow. We have lived to the point to be under true globalist depopulation, deindustrialization attack. We have lived to now be 2 years into their war against humanity, their covert war, their dirty war, that their own documents show they are launching and controlling. What a time to be alive. The wheels are absolutely coming off of everything they're doing. John Hopkins, which is a very diverse scientific group, and is the preeminent planner for the Rockefeller Foundation of the COVID attacks that we've all been under and the subsequent lies and fraud, is now covering its ass by the very working group that was heavily involved with Bill Gates planning all this, coming out in a 60-plus page report saying lockdowns are a fraud and have killed more people than the virus, and that the economic destruction of it is going to starve hundreds of millions of people to death, which is true. Reuters has come out and endorsed ivermectin and its incredible antiviral properties. Covering your little dirty asses, aren't you? The head of Reuters on the board of Pfizer has quarterbacked the censorship. Jeff Zucker, the America-hating AT&T hatchet man for this country, has now resigned, and they always use the fall on the sword excuse of, oh, because he was having a relationship that was inappropriate with somebody that worked there. Yeah, the big crime is men and women having sex, and God forbid any children come along. It wasn't lying. It wasn't infiltrating groups. It wasn't overseeing the persecution of millions of people that CNN would covertly and overtly target and have deplatformed. No. It's not Cuomo and his brother that worked at CNN knowingly sending sick patients into hospitals to kill 20,000 people and then suppressing it. No, that's not the crime. The crime's not defunding the police. The crime's not opening up the violent people out of the prisons and having fivefold homicide and carjacking numbers explode in blue cities, a doubling nationwide on average, spilling over into communities that aren't run by psychotic leftists, but still we pay. The wheels are coming off. The House of Cards is collapsing. The New World Order is in deep, 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 deep trouble. They knew their system was going down. They knew it was a Ponzi scheme, and they wanted to pose as the saviors when their Ponzi scheme went down so they wouldn't go to jail like Bernie Madoff. But instead, all over the world, leaders are standing up in government, in industry, and in media, and academia, and in the clergy, and just common people on the street at city council and school board meetings, and are calling it out, and the public is rapidly getting up to speed on the Great Reset, the New World Order, and the divide and conquer stratagems. Woo! Now, before we get too excited about this, and I got some big old chills going up and down my spine, Holy Ghost likes it when we hit right on the truth. You better know these people aren't going to give up. And they're going to stage false flags and blame it on people. And they're going to go blow up and shoot up black churches. And they're going to go shoot up gay bars. And they're going to blame it on us. And they're going to start war with Russia. And they're going to try to gut our economy as fast as they can because they know they're going down and they want to take us down with them. And so that's where we are right now, ladies and gentlemen. And I can tell you, just like happened last year in February, it was officially in the Texas Record 4 days before the power went off on Valentine's Day. The Texas Railroad Commission and the Texas Energy Department sent a letter to the feds and Joe Biden and said, can we please up the power at our coal power and our gas plants? The windmills can't supply the power. And they said, no, you may not. And the power went off. And they have refused all the major gas companies, forget coal, they're not even requesting it. A couple coal plants could give us all the extra power we needed. But as another big blue northern polar vortex descends on the Midwest and then towards Texas, we're being told we can't up our power again. And it's even in CBS News. But our leaders are so addled, and the general public is so ignorant about how infrastructure works, by design it's been done, that most people don't have a diesel generator like we do, that we had to put in at great expense to run this whole place when our little generators failed last year. We were barely on air, but kept on air with one light, one feed, one backup. And I will have to sit here if the power goes off again tomorrow and watch the media wring its hands and people not have power and people die asking why the damn power's off when on record it's the globalist. They're doing everything. They turned the damn Keystone pipeline off the day it was supposed to open as a sick joke. And what's happening with this type of attack and siege on us, that's what the Great Reset is emblematic of how these people operate and how for the mere fact that we're ignorant about how they operate, they're able to get away with this in plain view. Because when you are wearing the spiritual glasses and the glasses of being aware and researched, it's like they live. You see every damn thing they're doing. And you're sitting there with the general public, you don't have the glasses, and they have no idea, like they're blind, what's going on. So let me give you the big kahuna. And when I talk about this, I start getting chills up and down my spine because my spirit, my gut, my intellect knows I'm over the target. And it's not hard to be over the target. Klaus Schwab, that murderous criminal Hitler 5.0, has been drooling and giddy and giggling with how there's going to be a giant terrorists will take down the power. It will be terrible, but it will help the earth. It will make COVID look like happy time. And they're going to cyber attack us. if they think they can get away with it, and if they think that they won't get caught, and if they think you're stupid, they're going to pull it. Maybe next week, maybe next month, maybe next year. But they've got their finger on the red button, because why? Even if it comes out later, they know they control the federal police forces of every major Western nation. Same ones in Brazil are trying to put Bolsonaro, a damn hero, in prison right now. Survived massive stabbing attacks, everything else. They're trying to put him in prison. The UN wants to try him for war crimes for giving people ivermectin. On record, they're preparing war crime charges, genocide charges. Genocide charges. Because they don't control their FBI. We don't control our FBI. We are literally run by criminal lawyers that sold us out to psychos like George Soros and Klaus Schwab, even though these lawyers and people in D.C. are going to lose their country and their children's future, and they're having heart attacks, and they're having strokes from the shots, but they don't care. They dutifully, like it's a suicide pack, carry this out like SS soldiers in 1944, knowing they were going to lose their country, knowing they would lose tens of millions of more people, knowing that they could not win, but just having to follow Hitler's orders to the end. That's what's happening to us. So get ready, Klaus.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
February 2nd, Wednesday, Global Transmission. We'll put on screen if we can the live show feed headline for today that I hope listeners and viewers will share, because you are the equation. You are the resistance. When you decide to share the broadcast, it overrides the censors. It gets past big tech. It gets past the corporate globalist, and we score major victories for hearts and minds. Wednesday live, Reuters endorses ivermectin. CNN, Zucker resigns as world awakens to globalist lies, fraud, and murder. Marjorie Taylor Greene will be joining Alex Jones live on air. Don't miss the most censored broadcast in the world. And then it continues on dealing with what the globalists are up to and how the world is awakening to them, and not even John Hopkins has confirmed what we already knew: massive starvation and death caused by lockdowns, massive suicide, drug overdoses. Roughly 10 times the number of people died from the lockdowns than actually died from the virus, even if you believe official numbers. And again, it's just massive information. We've got all of that here for you today. You know, this story just broke on Twitter last night. And I tell you, my biggest tipster, My two biggest tipsters who send me stuff that I wouldn't even have known about, so it ended up kind of going viral on InfoWars, as Paul Watson wrote about it early this morning, is the great Joe Rogan. And he sent me this last night, and I spent about an hour watching videos of this guy. So I sent it over to Paul when I went to bed about midnight, and I said, please write about this in the early morning. And there's 6 hours ahead of us, so 6, 7, 8 hours later, this article was up. And the reason I name drop the Joe Rogan thing is just, that's kind of a hat tip to where I get so many, it's like the circle is now complete. You know, like used to, I would send Joe the stuff, and now he sends me the stuff. But I'm going to talk about this coming up next segment. Sonny Professor says it's a mistake to think about pedophilia as being wrong. Now, I love Paul. When I sent Paul Watson a message in the middle of the night to please write an article about this, I said, by the way, the angle is that he said sex with one-year-olds is good. But I guess that just seemed too hardcore for Paul. I said, will you please write an article about how he says it's okay to have sex with one-year-olds? We have the clip. He said this on the internet in front of students. He writes books about it. I'm going to say that again. Sex with one-year-olds is good. Dex says it's good. And he has a bunch of other professors agreeing with him. And, of course, they all look like Brian Stelter. I'm not saying Brian Stelter's a pedophile. I'm saying he looks like one. I mean, they all look at this guy. He has the same weird look like Brian Stelter has. Okay? I mean, these are some creepy bastards. I mean, would you have these guys keep your five-year-old daughter or son? No, I mean, they all got the look, folks. And they're, celebrating how much courage they've got to talk about how one-year-olds, it's good for them to have somebody have sex with them. So, got that for you coming up. Remember that Germany, in one city alone, gave 30,000-plus children to live with men ages 3 and up to be gang raped. And then they were shipped around and sold to other men to gang rape them until their intestines hung out of their body. That's liberal. That's trendy. That's loving. Okay? And we told you about this years ago, and now they've got articles about it in New Yorker magazine. CPS, family court judges in Germany, starting in the late 60s under a CIA mind control program to create the new system of love, where boys are with men and girls are with women who rape them. Because you don't want any type of cross-sex, because then men might be attracted and abuse women later, but kids might come and God would get something good out of it. So men with boys, women with girls, savagely raping them, and then by age 7 or 8, when they're sex slave trained, giving them to sex dungeons to be tortured. Now, sounds a little unbelievable. It's all in the news, buried in the fine print. The German government is run by satanic child torturers. The German government was run by the West. This was set up as an occupied zone, as a training ground, to then externalize the method in the UK and in France and in Belgium and in Spain and in the United States and Canada and Australia. So when you look at the government ministers, I mean, they admit Macron was a sex slave. And they say, oh, it's cute that at 12 he would go to the palace and have, you know, be part of gang, group sex. That's the tip of the iceberg, folks. So most of the people you see now, you notice they don't have children, the EU heads, because the majority of EU heads were involved in child sex slavery and torture as the recipients, as the victims, and then as victimizers. So this is multi-generational, a new family. We have thousands of pages of documents, and you've got B.F. Skinner and all the rest of these people, and Kinsey, who wrote books about the love of, you know, raping a two-year-old. And they call it sexual liberation. Oh, it's so liberal. So when you see leftist controllers, why do you think CNN has had a bunch of its people busted trying to run sex trafficking? It's not like you go to the bar and you got game and you take a, you know, hot chick out or something like that. Guy's got game. With the left, you got game when you pimp the kids out. The whole mission is expanding the cult of child rape. What did the different CNN indicted people in just the last few months say to the women? I want to train your daughter, your 7-year-old, as a sex slave. We're going to make a lot of money with her to elites. Jeffrey Epstein had to get massages and complain that he had to have sex with up to 100 girls a week, trying them out for the men he was going to be supplying them to. Industrial level Satanism. So when you see the heads of these IT companies, and when you see these congressmen and people, and when you see all of these people, they rape children. They kill children. They have more respect for a filet mignon they're going to eat and the cow they killed than they do your children. In fact, it's not as they don't care about your kids. They want to hurt your kids. They want to rape your children. And if they can't stick their filthy genitals in them and pump disease into them that way, oh yeah, the Pope's one of them big time. If they can't do that, they're going to inject them with deadly poison that mutates their bodies and attacks their DNA for multi-generations. But God will deliver us from this evil. It's all about raping. And next segment, I'm going to lay it out. Remember they wouldn't let people see old folks while they murdered them all over the world under UN control in the nursing homes? Well, now they've announced a plan to take your children away from you all over the world because you're uninjected and have their way with them. The main goal is to get your children. This is a pedophile army. A pedophile army. A pedophile army that's coming out in the open and announcing war on children. Because what does Satan want to destroy? The children, the innocents, the potential of the universe. He'll be back. Stay with us.
For only 72 hours, our groundbreaking course that helps you break free of the globalist mind control matrix, Reset Wars, Mind Wars, Spirit Wars, is 50% off at ResetWars.com.
There has been massive, unprecedented censorship at every level to block this information. The enemy knows it's powerful and wants to keep you in a psychological, spiritual prison. This gives you the tools to break out of that system. This points out the tools that God created and has already given you, but that most people forgot or never discovered. BesetWars.com right now has this course, 7 hours long, for 50% off, and your purchase funds the InfoWar, so it's a 360 win. The only way you fail is not taking action. This is the most important information I've ever put out, and it's available exclusively at ResetWars.com for 50% off for 72 hours. ResetWars.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
The Pentagon's main AI program confirmed 300 to 500% increases in myocarditis and heart attacks, multi-thousand percent increases in neurological disorders. It just goes on and on. And they confirmed that 4 months ago, with the first 8-9 months of data. Now the rest of the data is out. We talked about it yesterday, and it's the raw Pentagon data, not VAERS, but right from the hospitals, right from the files. And of course, it's exactly what the FDA knew and the CDC back in October of 2020 before the single injection was given. They knew exactly what it would do, and there it is on screen. And the enemies of freedom over at CNN and the other pedophile mouthpieces, the other vampire mouthpieces, that's what they are, psychic vampires, they just use words like, oh, discredited disinformation. But they never say what the disinformation is. They never show you what they're talking about like we do. They lie to you. So let's tie the COVID revolution of tyranny and the moves to take the children away and take the old people away to protect them in the SHIELD program the CDC's got ready. That's right out of the UN. People say, how did you know they do this 2 years ago? Because it's in the UN plan. Dr. Ryan, the head of their rapid reaction force, wrote the book on it for all the governments following UN orders. Then you see headlines. Oh, Yahoo News reports that the young man who had a heart attack, the collegiate athlete, his doctor did say the vaccine caused it, but still the UN group said that you're not allowed to say that, so we took his video down off Instagram because the UN said. You just wake up and the UN says. They never say what your disinformation is because it's not disinformation. So let's talk about just another window into these people. We've seen the New York Times, the Washington Post, USA Today, in the last month, all endorse sex with children and say it's the new liberation. Really, can children sign up for credit cards? Can children go in and buy liquor and cigarettes? Can children go into pornography shops? Can children join the military? The answer is no, because they haven't developed enough of the life skill to be able to make those decisions. In every culture, in every system, you're in the nest till you're 15, 16 years old. Yeah, you could say they've extended it out to 18. We have arrested development, endless childhood. You could argue, okay, are the Jews right that your bar mitzvah is at 13? I think if you raise somebody to be an adult by 13, some might be. But the way our society operates, yeah, 18's about right. 18's about right. I mean, I've got a 4-year-old daughter. I've got a 13-year-old daughter. I've got a 17-year-old daughter. And do I want somebody having the right to come and say, hey, I'm a big fat pedophile. I want access to your 17-year-old daughter or your 4-year-old daughter or your 13-year-old daughter? The answer is hell no. These are my children. They belong to me, not the state and not you freaks, not all you weird, creepy, sick men who are threatened by full-grown women and the responsibility and the power of it and all of it. You want little children that you can lord over and have power over and screw up their lives and hurt their bodies. And statistically, they're dozens of times more likely to be on drugs and in the sex trade or to commit suicide. But you left this love death. And if you can't kill that baby before it's born, you want to wreck their life. That's why MSNBC says, your kids belong to us. That's a quote. All your kids belong to us. So here it is, ladies and gentlemen. SUNY professor. It's a mistake to think pedophilia is wrong. Yeah, that's a pretty hardcore headline by Paul Watson. But, you know, in a way, it's not, because he goes on to say, evolutionarily, you know, sex with one-year-olds is fine. Oh, really? Is that why no mammals have sex with the species when it's not of age and releases the hormones and the pheromones? I mean, of course, you don't see eagles in the eagle's nest raping their baby eagles. You don't see daddy whales coming over and raping the newborn baby whale. Only sick, demonic leftists are like this. And so this is their coming out now. Remember the San Francisco choir? We're coming for your children. We're recruiting them. You will never stop us. They all have that weird zombie crazed look in their eyes. Sonny Professor, it's a mistake to think pedophilia is wrong. And he goes on to talk about the evolutionary advantage. Yeah, what do you think went on in Germany with the 30,000 kids just in one area alone being given by the state from Christian families to convicted pedophiles to form the new family, men raping boys, women raping girls? And that's the new family that then goes out and recruits and keeps doing it. And then they put them into government, put them into offices, and they can trust they're going to do exactly whatever they're told. And you've got Blue's Clues now. If you look with Moloch, with children being sacrificed to it, with what is a woman now? It's a big, fat, gross man dressed like a woman. And that's what children are taught. A woman is the woman that loves you and takes care of you and cooks food for you and reads books to you is now a big, fat, aggressive, demonic man. And at the end of the day, what do they want? They want death. Ugh. And we sit there and we put up with it. We let them have access to our children. So I call this guy the Renfield type. Again, it's all an archetype. You've got Count Dracula, and he's royalty from the Carpathian Mountains, and he moves to London because they all knew that the Saxe-Coburg-Gothas were Romanian, Hungarian, not even German. And so it's all that archetype. And he sleeps under the church, but at night he brings babies to be bled out for his mistresses, for his women, that are the daughters of the nobility that he has recruited into his coven. And then they have a Black Sabbath where they drink the blood of the children, but he drinks the blood of the goddess. He kills the mother. And in turn, the mother feeds on the child. So they must first take the woman over, and the image of a woman is now a demonic man eating a baby in front of you. And this is what children are shown and what the culture's shown as they transmute not lead into gold, but gold into poison. The goddess that God gave us, the power of regeneration and endless life and the force of our people and our future and the power of men and women coming together in the office of the family and in the divine creation of new humans. And inverting that and saying, no, we don't care about the children. In fact, we're going to feed on the children. We're going to heat the hospitals with children. And we're going to keep children alive and graft them into animals and torture them because we're God and we're selfish and we're bad. And this is the world we're building that's ugly and stinking and failed. But Dracula has Renfield, who he's not fully turned into a vampire, but a ghoul who eats rats and bugs. But Count Dracula promises him someday he'll make you, because he turns the women into his servants to eat, to destroy children. But the men he wants weak and stunted and pathetic, begging to be a real vampire. And then Renfield's very effeminate and weird and greedy and hateful and rat-like. And that's because Bram Stoker's telling you what was really going on. Just like George Orwell told you about Stalinism and communism and Fabian socialists in 1984, which was an allegory of the future they took over. Bram Stoker was telling you what these people really do, okay? They don't live forever, but the spirit in them is ancient. And it has a hunger. And Renfield delivers children. Well, these guys, if you're going to watch this video when we come back, are Renfields. You could cast them, put them in a movie right now. Francis Ford Coppola could make a new Dracula, and these guys would be incredible Renfields, because they are.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
MTG will be joining us coming up at the start of the next hour here in about 13, 14 minutes. Okay, so when I tell you that the Saxe-Coburg Gothas are the line of Dracula, that's a fact. Look it up. When I tell you that Jimmy Savile had the highest level security clearance in the UK to go into any royal areas, anywhere he wanted, into the Queen of England's own chambers, no one could stop him. He was a Renfield of the highest order who had a sex dungeon where they killed kids. This came out in the news. And the government covered it up the entire time. There is Renfield in the Superman outfit, and there is baby Dracula. But if you want to know the King Daddy, he just went bye-bye. And that, of course, was Prince Philip sworn to kill you and your family. On record, look it up. At least 80% of you is a deadly virus that he wanted to reincarnate as. So that's who these people are. Who runs Build Back Better? Who wants to cut your power off? Who wants to put these deadly shots? Who says it's a military campaign to save the earth from humans? Well, the literal heir of Count Dracula. Can't make that up. There's his daddy. Boy, don't need any makeup there to be in the new movie The Hunger. They might remake, I guess. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Now let's talk about the facts. Let's look at this little Renfield. A Sunny professor is under investigation, that's an S-U-N-Y, after video clips emerged of him asserting that it's a mistake to think pedophilia is wrong and that there are evolutionary advantages to child-adult sex. And he goes on from there. As part of his libertarian philosophy, Kirshner believes, Stephen Kirshner, that society's reaction to pedophilia is what's wrong. That's right. And he starts out with, imagine an adult male wants to have sex with your 12-year-old daughter. If she wants it, it's okay. You know, because the school taught her to do it. Like, oh, your 5-year-old, we're teaching him he's really a girl. And by the time he's 10, we're going to cut his balls off. Because, hey, if they can't rape him outright, well, maybe they can convince us that we're just going to cut their genitals off. And if you don't like that, then you, quote, hate transgenders. No, if somebody thinks they're a woman and has that proclivity and they're of age, that's their right. And I'm not against them and don't hate them. But that's a far cry from people coming after children with these lies. And now it's like, oh, we can convince your 12-year-old. And they go on to say that your 1-year-old is consenting. Oh, I saw that 1-year-old in the backyard and just had to put him in the back of my van because, you know, that 1-year-old really looked at me like, wink, wink. And wanted it. That's the craziness of the left, folks. That's how their minds work. It was like a Daily Mail article about me like 4 or 5 years ago. And it was a former employee here. They said, well, Jones never made any homosexual advances, but he could tell that I wanted to. I mean, just think about that. I'm not comparing that to this. I'm saying that's another example. Like, I never said anything to you. Never, we were here 14 years, but I was grooming you. Okay. Well, these guys are saying, oh, I saw the 1-year-old at the mall in the baby stroller and it wanted me. And your parents don't have any right to say, oh no, you can't court my 1-year-old. And then you look at the evil look on this kid. He looks as big a pedophile to me. He doesn't just say he likes, you know, it's a wonderful thing. The best thing. It's a good thing, evolutionary. No. But, I mean, is he creepier than Brian Stelter? I think we may have someone that actually tops it. I mean, does he not give you the willies? I mean, does the hair on the back of your neck not absolutely just stand up? When you think about this guy's talking about your children, he's not going out and getting a woman. He's not working hard. He's not changing diapers. He's not up with kids when they're sick at 2 a.m. He's not taking them fishing. He's not loving on them when they're scared at night. He's just talking about how it's good for them to have a man stick his penis in them. And how parents better back off and shut up. And the schools are teaching white kids they're evil. And the schools are teaching kids America sucks. And the schools are teaching kids they can be another gender. All of it is a war on humanity, period. And now Australia is joining Canada saying, oh, if you're unvaccinated, your kid goes to the doctor, you can't come in the doctor's office. You can't come in the school. You can't come in the emergency room. All about the state saying, your children belong to us. And now the rapists are telling people in court, I identify as a child. Oh, well, then we're going to sentence you to a juvenile home. You rape children? You're 23 years old? We're going to sentence you to 4 years in a juvenile home or 2 years in a... I mean, these aren't jokes. That's why there's these big movements with big fat pedophiles. They're always big fat guys for some reason. I don't know why. And they're always like, I identify as a 5-year-old. And I mean, look at this dude. Look just like Jeffrey Epstein. And look at that greedy, hateful, selfish look. So here, let's hear from him. There's a bunch of the clips on Infowars.com. It's hard to listen to. Here he is drooling over how wonderful it is. Here it is.
Well, there's a couple things to say here. One is, even if you are looking for a threshold, let's say there's a threshold, I'm making this number up, but let's say it's at age 8, still, that tells you that some adult child sex is permissible. Second, the notion that it's wrong even with a 1-year-old is not quite obvious to me. There are reports in some cultures of grandmothers fellating the baby boys to calm them down when a colicky. Now, I don't know if this is true, but this is sort of widely reported as occurring
in
at least one culture. And it working, that the grandmothers believe this actually works. If this were to be true, And again, I don't know it to be true. If it were to be true, it's hard to see what would be wrong with it. So, yeah, I don't think there's a blanket period beyond which this is permissible. If we're interested in willing participation, which is the way I structured it, then, yeah, there's a point below which people aren't willing participants in anything because they don't have intentions or they don't have the sort of mental states that allow for willing participation. But, no, I don't think it's blanket wrong at any age. Imagine that.
I'll just shut it up for a minute. Male. That's enough for now. There's a lot of this, folks. In fact, I had like nightmares about it last night. I woke up just asking myself, how do I get on air and explain to people how big this is? You know, when I found about 30,000 kids in one region of Germany given to pedophiles to be gang raped, and they were taken to giant gang rape events inside Catholic churches, because that's what Satanists want to do, is desecrate things. And then where lines of nuns and priests would rape little boys and girls and then beat them. And then they would come back bloody and their intestines hanging out of their rear ends. I mean, this is real. Okay? I mean, this is who these people are. And they're taking over the Boy Scouts and the Catholic Church and the universities and the elementary schools. Remember Jocelyn Elders, Bill Clinton's Surgeon General nominee? They said, I remember the tape. It's hard to find out there. Like, oh, but we need to masturbate the little boys and girls. Reach down and help them. And you just heard him. We need grandmas to rape their babies. Grandmas need to rape the babies because they like it. I mean, it's literally, imagine Linda Blair. I mean, people thought it was shocking in the late 70s where she says, your mother's, you know, wedding in hell. And it was, oh, so frightening. They're on TV, the Surgeon General saying, we're gonna rape your babies. And this guy's like, grandma's going to suck your babies off. I mean, folks, they're just going to vomit their evil on us. They're never going to stop until they all go to prison. We got a major pedophile demon problem here, okay? It's happened in every other culture. It's repeated itself again, and these people are coming after me because they know I know who they are. That's why we need money to fight these monsters and the Democratic Party and all their armies. That's what I'm fighting, is pedophiles, period. That's who runs them. That's who I face. And I can't beat these vampires without your help. So go to InfoWarsStore.com. The food's 25% off, ready to ship. Haven't done that in 4 years. That's only going for another 10 days or so. We've got X3 Incredible, all three types of iodine, deep breath crystal iodine, and more for your immune system and your body. 50% off, sold out for 4 months. X2 sold out, X3 back in. And we also have the 7-hour course, Mind Wars, Spirit Wars, that you need to go to the next level and make that connection to God to get the real discernment and down low. This scares the hell out of them. They're censoring it. It's 50% off for just 3 days at ResetWars.com. And we can build our war chest and build our infrastructure and have your prayer and your word of mouth and your financial support just to ram these suckers head on. You got my commitment to never back down or give up, but I can give out unless you energize me. I need your prayers and I need your funds and word of mouth now, and I will never surrender. I will destroy these people with God's help, but I need you. I need you.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.